我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自彼得前书第一章10-13节，然后22-25节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of 1 Peter 1:22-23 and 2:4-12. We're going to read first in Cantonese and then in English.
彼得前书第一章10-13节，第十节，论到这救恩。论到己救恩，也预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着了从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细察看这些事，约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督。你们竟因顺从圣灵洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
1 Peter 1, verses 22-23. Verse 10. This salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. They were told that their messages were not for themselves, but for you. And now this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. It is all so wonderful that even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. But the word of the Lord remains forever, and that word is the good news that was preached.
邢牧师会为我们传讲神的信息，他讲到的题目是所有事工都在接受福音。
Today's sermon title is All Ministry is Taking the Gospel In by Pastor Wilson.
Father, as we come to your word, we do ask for your help to be attentive to it.
天父，我们来听你的话语的时候，求主你都叫我们可以专心听你的话语。
Lord, we live in a society where preaching is not a commonplace.
主，我们活在这个社会，这个讲道这件事好像不是一个很普遍的事。
And so I thank you, Lord, that many people here are humble enough to come and to hear your word preached.
我感謝主，這裡的人是謙卑的，可以來到去聽你自己的話語。
And so by the power of your Holy Spirit and the truth of your word, may you minister to them so that they be more like the Christ.
我們求主你聖靈的大能和你的能力去向他們去說話，讓他們更加像耶穌基督。
So bless our time in the word, and we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
求主你祝福我们一切的时间，奉基督耶稣的名义求，阿们。
Okay, my bad. I should have proofread the scripture text. It's incorrect on the screen. It should be last week's.
咁我之前唔記得再睇一睇嗰個 PowerPoint。咁嗰個經文應該係同上個禮拜嘅經文係一樣嘅。
22 and 23 is right from chapter 1, and we'll be referring to that as well as chapter 2, 4 through 12.
咁應該係彼得前書嘅一章22-23節，同埋二章嘅4-12節。
And I know we don't have it up there on the screen, but it'd probably be profitable for me to read it to you.
咁如果我可以嘅話咧，我可以同大家再讀一次。
And so again, you'd have to be attentive because it's not on the screen there. Again, this is from the New Living Translation, starting with verse 4. Reason important is because the imagery of the cornerstone is reflected here, and that's the basis of the message.
咁我會讀二章嘅4-12節，因為講到呢個房角石嘅呢個圖畫，咁對於佢嚟講好重要。其實如果你有電話嘅話咧，可以自己即係打開你嘅聖經一路睇一路聽。
Verse 4, you are coming to Christ who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priest. And though the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. As the scriptures say, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. And he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness and into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you, as temporary residents and foreigners, to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then, even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world.
咁係彼得前書嘅第二章4-12節。主乃活石，固然是被人所棄的，卻是被神所揀選、所寶貴的。你們來到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成為靈宮，作聖潔的祭司，藉著耶穌基督奉獻神所預立的靈祭。因為經常說，看啊，我把所揀選、所寶貴的房角石安放在石岸，信靠他的人必不至於羞愧。所以他在你們信的人就為寶貴，在那不信的人就有話說，像人所棄的石頭已作了房角的頭塊石頭。又說，作了半腳的石頭，跌人的磐石，他們既不順從，就在道理上半跌，他们这样半跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出一黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却作了神的子民，从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂争战的。你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在监察的日子归荣耀给神。
Well, if you've been with us over the last several weeks, we have been camping out in Peter's letter to a suffering church.
咁如果過去幾個禮拜你同我一齊嘅時候咧，我哋都講緊下彼得去呢個向受苦嘅教會所發嘅書信。
And in specific, we're looking at what kind of change in life occurs when the gospel, good news that Jesus saves sinners like ourselves, the gospel gets deep down into you.
特別是講到當呢個係福音進入到你嘅心裏邊、心心裏邊嘅時候咧，你會得到乜嘢嘅改變
？Because we know from the scriptures that a church's purpose is to take the gospel into the center of your heart and life that honors and glorifies God.
因為聖經講俾我哋聽，我哋係將呢個福音進入到我哋嘅心裏邊，然後我哋可以去榮耀神。
We're being told here that you are being made holy, which means you're being made over to be different.
呢度講我哋要成為聖潔，就係話我哋係要變得唔同。
By that, what Peter means is you're more willing to give your life to the glory of God and to open your mouth for the glory of the living God.
彼得嘅意思就話你更加願意將你嘅生命去獻出嚟，去榮耀神，同埋打開你嘅口，張開嘴巴去榮耀神。
And as you live the Christian life, as you trust more and more in the person of Jesus, as you get the gospel, the good news, deep down into you, there's more godly character that shows.
當你去過呢個基督徒嘅生活，將呢個福音係更加進入到你嘅心裏邊嘅時候，你係會更加有改變。
People will start to notice something different.
人就會開始留意到你有唔同。
There'll be more integrity in your life, more generosity, more strength to handle adversity.
你會更加多嘅誠信，更加多嘅慷慨，同埋更加有能力去面對困境。
There'll be chastity, seeking equity, hospitality, sympathy, godly characteristics.
會有精潔、有憐憫嘅心、有接待人嘅心，去更加尋求公平。呢啲都係屬神嘅一啲嘅特質。
And with that lived out, and with an open mouth, you're telling people what the gospel is.
你去咁樣活出嚟嘅生命嘅時候，同埋張開你嘅嘴巴去傳揚嘅時候。人就會睇到你嘅福音有咩唔同。
In a nutshell, we said this in Sunday school, we said this in sermons again and again and again, the gospel is news of what God has done to accomplish redemption, salvation, and rescue for you.
我哋講過福音係乜嘢呢？就係話神做咗啲乜嘢去使到呢個救贖嘅計劃成功，去改變你，拯救你。
And he's done that through the person and work of Jesus in history.
佢喺歷史裏邊，藉住耶穌基督嘅工作同埋耶穌基督佢去成就。
I can't emphasize enough that the gospel is not advice about what we must do to reach God. It is not that.
我要重申就話，福音唔係關乎到你要做啲乜嘢，以致你能夠去到神嗰度。
We in and of ourselves do not achieve this salvation.
我哋淨係自己唔能夠去成就呢個救恩。
You only receive it. You only accept it.
你只可以接受。
Christians show people what the gospel is by your actions and your words as you love them.
基督徒藉住你用你嘅行为同埋言语去爱其他人嘅时候，俾人睇到福音系啲乜嘢。
And that doesn't come naturally to you or to me. You need to be changed by God.
呢啲唔係自自然然嘅可以嚟到你或者我嗰度，你要被神去改變。
And it's the gospel as it gets deeper into you that does the change.
當你福音入到你嘅生命裏邊嘅時候咧，你就會得到改變。
You're more holy. You're more willing to be more holy. You're more willing to open your mouth for the Lord.
你會更加聖潔，更加願意嘅去為神去張開嘴。
Or to put it in Peter's words in verse 9.You're a holy nation.
好似彼得所讲第九节，佢话你哋系圣洁嘅国度。
Again, holy means different from the world's ways.
圣洁就系同世界所行嘅系唔同。
Again, verse 12 is the key. I know we weren't able to read that this morning, but it was read to you. Verse 12 says, they may see your good deeds. They may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
而在2章12节, 刚才讲到的就是说, 因看见你们的好行为, 便在监察的日子, 归荣耀给神。
The simple phrase, they, that means people around you, may see it.
他们是谁呢? 就是说在你周围的人, 他们可以提到。
Earlier in 1 Peter, we were told that the ways you know you're a member of the people of God, that you're born again.
在彼得前书较早之前会讲到你怎样知道你是属神的子民呢就是说你是重生的。
Now we're not going to go back to that because we covered that already several weeks ago.
几个礼拜之前我们已经讲过这个题目了。
But in the verse that you did see, verse 1:23, it says the people of God are people who have been born again, not of perishable seed, right? But of imperishable seed.
1章23节, 你们蒙了重生, 不是由于能坏的种子, 乃是由于不能坏的种子。
And that's one of the tests to know if you truly trusted for yourself in the person and work of Jesus.
这个就是说可以测试到你是不是真的 相信耶稣基督的工作。
In other words, you're not a Christian unless you recognize there's some sort of internal change, internal revolution, internal transformation that God is doing in you.
就说你要看到你生命里面神在你生命里面去做工作去改变你。
Again, we talked about that already several weeks ago.
我们之前也提过。
So I can't go into that, but we're not going, again, we're not able to go back, but you have to have that.
你是要有这个改变。
You have to have that private internal experience that God is with you.
你一定要有内在你个人的经历，就是说神是同你同在。
That you have experienced the new birth.
你是经历到这个重生。
Now you do need to be born again.
你需要重生。
But it's important, it's possible to fool yourself.
但也可能你是欺骗自己。
Because plenty of people have fooled themselves.
因为有很多人已经是欺骗自己。
And so the question is how? How do you know whether the internal experience of the new birth is a valid one that you have?
那你怎样知道你内在所经历的重生是真实的呢?
Well, that's where Peter helps us. He says, we're told right here in the text, verse 12, people will see a difference.
彼得就在这里讲给我们听,第12节就是说周围的人会看到那个分别。
Again, you have been born again, you have an eternal experience, but people will see a difference in you.
你在内在经历到这个重生,但周围的人会看到你的不同。
Again, that's what verse 12 says, they will see your good deeds.
12节他说他会看到你的好行为。
In other words, your change will be visible.
换句话说,你的改变是可以被人见到的。
And there are other places that say that. For example, a couple of months ago, we looked at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. That's what Paul says there.
保罗在其他经文也提到,好像在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章里面。
Let me read that to you in the New International Version, 1 Thessalonians 1, 8 to 10. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第1章8至10节，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话。 因为他们自己已经报明我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
There was an old Puritan preacher many centuries ago in a day and age where people needed to hear that they needed to be born again.
咁喺几个世纪之前，有一个牧师嘅讲道，当时嘅人都好需要听到，就系呢个重生嘅信息。
Where he said in sermon after sermon that they had people had to have a great experience from the Lord inwardly.
佢不断嘅提到就话人要喺心里边要经历到神。
But he also said, and again this is in 1690, so you got to understand the context here. He said your horse will be the one of the first to see the difference.
佢亦都話，咁啊，嗰個係背景係1690年嘅年代。咁佢話，你嘅馬都要睇到嗰個分別。
He said, if you're really born again, your horse will know the difference.
佢話，如果你真係重生得救嘅時候咧，你隻馬會睇到個分別。
Do you know what he's talking about? Again, you got to go back to 1690 because they had horses, not cars, right?
咁你要去理解一下當時嚇十七世紀嘅時候嚇呢個馬嘅比喻係咩意思咧
？He said.People, and even your horse will see that you have been changed. You're more compassionate.
佢话你周围嘅人，甚至乎你只马都会睇到你有改变，因为你会更加有爱心。
You become more of an understanding person.
你会更加能够谅解别人。
You become less irritable.
你会变得系更加更加少嘅烦躁。
And that would also imply that you're.Not as impatient with your horse.
咁你对你只马咧，亦都唔会咁无耐性。
You see, it's seen. The change is visible.
你睇下呢个改变系可以睇到嘅。
In other words, it's obvious that you've been changed. That's a public test of faith.
呢个系喺公众面前对于你嘅信心嘅一个测试。
Others can see your good deeds.
其他人会睇到你嘅好行为。
And some people will see your good deeds as a result, and on the day God visits, which is Judgment Day, there will be people there greeting you, glorifying God for what you've done.
唔係當呢個審判嘅日子嚟到嘅時候，周圍嘅人就會去榮耀神，係因住你嘅好行為。
And they're doing that because they've been influenced by what you did for the Lord.
因為佢哋被你為神所做嘅事情咧，係影響到。
And they saw it. They saw it around them.
他们在周围都看到。
There has been a visible effect that you've been born again. It shows. It's a public test.
你是重生的时候呢，你会看到有，被人会看到有改变。
And that's what Peter is referring to when he's saying you ought to strive towards holiness. That means we're different.
所以彼得话你要去竭力嘅寻求圣洁，就系话我哋要唔同。
Now Christians are being changed by God, to be more holy and different than the world. That's what we kind of actually discussed in detail last time.
咁上一次我哋好详细嘅睇到神去改变我哋，叫我哋更加圣洁，同呢个世界唔同。
But as advertised, this is part two. And so, what about that second reason? And that's the emphasis today.What's about the second reason why the early Christians are so effective in gospel ministry?
咁我哋喺福音嘅事工上边系唔系咁有果效嘅原因咧？第二个原因系乜嘢咧
？Well, let me give you a couple of examples. I've done a couple already, but it's due to your open mouth.
就系话系因住你系张开嘴去说话。
Remember the two examples last time of Peter's racism problem?And Paul's confrontation of Peter.
上次我哋讲到嗰个例子就话彼得有一个种族歧视嘅问题，咁而保罗咧系同佢对质。
Second example we saw in the book of James, James teaching on the gospel, alluding to this.
咁上次我哋都讲到雅各，佢讲到关于福音。
And what both of those examples and these others have in common is there's a change of attitude when you meet people.
咁呢兩個嘅例子，佢哋共通點喺邊度咧？就係話，當你去同人相遇嘅時候咧，你嘅態度會改變。
Your heart's been softened.
你的心被软化。
You don't have high esteem of yourself. It's esteeming others.
你不会去骄傲，去对别人的时候，你不会骄傲。
You have been softened by the Lord. You have a servant's heart.
你被神去软化，你有一个服侍人的心。
And you are more intentional. When you see people and greet them and you converse with them, you have an intention to see how they are in the Lord.
当你是跟人相遇的时候，聊天的时候，你更加去在意，去看看人的状况是怎样，关心人的。
And you're willing to address the other person's doubts about the faith.
那你愿意去跟他去聊到关于他在信心上面的疑惑。
Or you're willing to be courageous and correct their self-righteous attitude, which is wrong.
又或者你是更加勇敢的去指正他们的自疑的态度。
Maybe they misunderstood a biblical truth that needs to be explained.
又或者他们在一个福音的真理的上面有一个误解，你需要跟他们解释。
But now you are intentional to help people to do the right thing in the gospel.
咁你而家系更加在意嘅去帮助人去做一个正确嘅嘢。
And you go, as an example from last time, to a smaller group meeting, not to just receive. You go there to serve others.
你去小组嘅时候咧，你唔再系只系想去当中去得到啲乜嘢，而系你想去服侍人。
But you're serving intentionally to help them be more like the Christ.
你是在意的去帮助人，让人呢是更加像耶稣基督。
Let me give you a couple more practical examples. Again, I don't know if this is a help or not, but I guess it's worth a try. You know, it's like sermons, you know, most of the time they don't work. It's just like, you know, they're not effective. You don't remember them.
我尝试用几多个，再讲几个例子，希望可以帮到大家。
You're a married couple, and you know, in some way, discreetly, another couple that's struggling to resolve some of the marriage difficulties. Because again, marriage is hard.
譬如你是已婚的夫妇，咁你知道另一对已婚夫妇咧喺婚姻上边遇到问题。
And so you know that, but you're intentional in helping. And so, you know Ephesians 5 talks about how to resolve some marriage difficulties.
咁咧，你係想去幫助佢哋，你又記得以弗所書第五章係講到點樣去處理婚姻嘅問題。
And so you patiently make the time and effort to go over Ephesians 5 with that couple.
咁咧，你係在意嘅去花時間咧，同佢哋去睇以弗所書第五章。
Or you're a young mom.And young moms now have an incredible affinity with other young moms because you're suffering together.
咁咧，你係一個年輕嘅媽媽，咁你都可以同其他年輕嘅媽媽更加靠近，因為咧，你都好似一齊去受緊苦。
And so, because you have a natural affinity to help resolve some of your problems, you meet with others in a small group, and you talk about what the Bible says about parenting.
咁你同其他年青嘅媽媽一齊去聚會，去講到關於點樣去養育兒女。
But you don't just talk about strictly on parenting because it's related to your relationship with the Lord. It's related to their spirituality.
咁你講到嘅時候咧，唔係淨係教導佢哋，而係講到佢哋係同佢哋嘅靈性有關，係同佢哋同神嘅關係有關。
So eventually, you're going to have to challenge them: Do they believe in the Lord Jesus?
咁最後你要挑戰佢哋究竟係咪信耶穌基督
？And then you start.Look at the gospel and the scriptures.
然后你哋开始一齐去睇呢个福音，睇呢个圣经。
Here's another example. Suppose you're a guy. Guys are different, by the way. If you haven't noticed, guys are different than gals.
咁咧譬如系你系男性，咁唔知你有冇留意男性同女性。
And if you're a guy, you absolutely hate talking about intimate stuff. You hate that.
咁你係男性嘅時候咧，你知道唔中意講呢啲個人嘅太私人嘅嘢。
But you know another guy at work that has an anger problem。
咁譬如你有一個工作裏邊有一個同事，咁佢喺即係處理憤怒上面有問題。
And so you want to follow the Lord, You want to be intentional and care for people. So you say, how was your weekend?
咁你想去关心佢哋，你话问下佢啊，你嘅周末过得点啊
？And you know, you exchange pleasantries, and then the other person says, how was your weekend? You say, I went to church.
咁啊，可能佢又问翻你啊，你嘅周末又点样？咁你就话啊，我去咗教会。
And I heard a talk about forgiveness, and it was very helpful to me.
咁你可以话啊，我听到讲到饶恕啊，对我又好有帮助。
And that other guy doesn't push you away.Initially, and says that, so that's interesting.
咁如果佢系唔抗拒你嘅时候，佢话啊，好有趣喎。
And then you go on and say, yeah, there are real spiritual resources that I found that help me overcome my anger.
咁你可以可能回应就系话啊，你我有啲啊，有啲资源，有啲资料可以帮助我去处理愤怒。
Because again, people do bad things, and I'm a receiver of that.
咁啊，人咧都系做啲坏嘅嘢，咁我都系其中之一。
And you offer to give a summary of what you learned from church.
咁你可以去同佢讲你喺教会里边究竟学到啲乜嘢。
And you talk, you even say, I got some resources here I can give to you.
佢话呢啲你可以同佢讲话呢啲资料咧，我都可以俾你噶。
And you're willing to talk to that person and to meet with that person, maybe for over a couple of weeks.
咁你可能系愿意嘅。在未来几个礼拜都同佢一起去倾偈，继续去沟通。
Yeah, those are practical examples of open mouth effectiveness for Jesus.
呢个就系话点样可以系为耶稣基督系更加有效嘅去同人去说话，张开你嘅嘴巴。
Is another obvious example. Suppose you're a group of young people, and you want to go to a Christian contemporary concert, Christian artist, a musical artist, their concert.
譬如你是一班年轻人，你想去一个流行的基督教音乐会。
But you don't just invite your believers, believing friends. You invite your unbelieving friends who might be interested.
咁你咧唔单止系去邀请基督徒，你都可以邀请非基督徒有兴趣嘅一齐去。
Because that can be a platform to open your mouth and talk about things of the faith.
因为呢个就系其中一个办法，你可以同佢分享福音信息。
And because you have other Christian friends with you, they can help you to do that.
因为你同其他基督徒嘅朋友一齐去，佢哋都可以帮助你咁样做。
But you're intentional in your meeting with others.
呢个就系话你系同其他嘅朋友去一齐去会面嘅时候，你更加在意去做呢样嘢。
Again, it's not that complicated, right? You cross paths with people all the time, whether they're in the community, at work, in the neighborhood.
这个不是困难的，因为你会同在你的社区你会遇到其他人，你在工作上面遇到其他人。
And maybe you know somebody who's a family member who's really struggling with some personal problem.
又或者你家庭里面一个成员，你在他在一些私人的问题上面有挣扎。
You can say, you know, I do go to church, I am a Christian, I can pray for you regularly.
你可以跟他说，在基督徒我可以定时的同你为你祈祷。
Right, it's just showing them some type of spiritual care, right?
呢个俾人睇到喺属灵上面，你点去关心人
？And so, what are you doing in all those examples? You're opening your mouth for the Lord.
呢啲咁嘅例子里边，你做紧啲乜嘢咧？就系话你为神咧去开口去向人去同人去沟通。
I have this on slide two, and this is backed up statistically. If you have the holy life that goes along.With that open mouth, people will change.
如果你有一个圣洁嘅生命，同埋你系愿意张开口嘅时候咧，人系会改变嘅。
And if just 25%, one out of four, or maybe if you want to up it up to 30%, 25-30% of any Christian congregation, if they did that, there'd be a local revival.
如果一个会众里面有25%-30%嘅人系咁样做嘅时候咧，就会有一个复兴喺当中。
But the reason it's not happening is we're not intentional with our meeting with people.
但系点解我哋唔系咁样咧？因为我哋系冇系用心在意嘅去同人去会面。
We're not involved with every member gospel ministry.
我哋唔係喺參與喺每一個嘅福音嘅事工上邊。
As you'll see on slide 3, our scripture text has at least three reasons for us how we can change and be more active in gospel ministry for the Lord's honor and glory.
咁喺经文里边有三个原因，就系话我哋可以点样改变，同埋喺福音事工上边咧更有果效，以致我哋能够荣耀神。
And before I say, I probably need to say this because I'm a gospel minister. Some of the lyrics in the song, I think the last song we read, is a bit inaccurate. You know, yes, he cares and does it for us above all, but is it above all? I think Jesus wants to glorify the Father foremost. Of course, when he glorifies the Father by giving his life, we benefit, right? So, but in a sense, it's not above all that it's for us. It is for us, but he wants to glorify the Father. That's the biblical teaching.
咁我想提到头先嗰首最尾嗰首诗歌，讲到喺一切之上，喺一切之上，耶稣基督唔单止系想关心我哋，而系咧将荣耀咧系带俾天父。
So the lyrics of a song is very important. You don't want to be leading people astray in some way because it's not really above all, right? It's the glory of God is above all.
咁啊，呢个诗歌嘅歌词咧，所以变得系其实系好重要，就系话。在一切之上，我们不是最重要的，而是神才是最重要的。
Getting back to the three reasons. First, as mentioned last time, the imagery, which is the key to the passage, Jesus must be your cornerstone.
讲回刚才所讲的三个原因，第一个就是说耶稣一定要是那个防角石。
And as we explained last time, that means the foundation. It's a foundational piece back then.In architecture, where this was the most valuable, precious, strongest piece of rock, and the building went up on that thing. If that thing didn't hold, everything else would crumble.
咁呢个防角石系乜嘢咧？就系一座建筑物里边最宝贵、最重要嘅嗰块石头。如果呢个石头唔系可以系好稳固嘅喺嗰度嘅时候咧，呢个建筑物就会倒塌。
And that's what the image is trying to get across.Jesus must be your cornerstone.
所以个图画就系话耶稣基督一定要系你嘅防角石。
And the foundation of your life, again, this is throughout the scriptures uses this imagery. And I'll show it to you here. For example, on slides 4 and 5, this is Jesus' words in Matthew 7 and Luke 6. Jesus says in Matthew 7, 24, 27, on slide 4 and 5, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine,And puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine does not put them into practice is like a foolish man.Who built his house on sand? The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
耶稣基督在马太福音第七章的时候也提到这个防角石那个根基的一个比喻。他说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹。撞在那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上。雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞在那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
You don't have to be alive for long to know about those fierce winds and storms of life.
你都知道呢啲风暴几咁可怕。
So, what's your foundation?
你的根基在哪里呢?
Jesus says he's the rock. It's not sand that you're building on. You build on sand, it's crumbling. It'll crumble.
耶稣说他是那个石头。你不可以在沙土上面去建筑，因为这些沙都会流走，你的建筑物就会倒塌。
Don't you want to be unshakable? Because the storms are coming. If you haven't already experienced some of the storms, they're coming.
这些风暴是会来的，如果你未经历过这些风暴，这些风暴是会来的，你是不是预备好呢?
And you can verbally say all you want that Jesus is your foundation, but it might not be so if you're continuously anxious and worried about keeping your job and your money and your family safe.
你可以口头上说，耶稣是我的根基，但是如果你一路都是担心你的工作、你的家庭、你的忧虑，这么多的忧虑的时候，你是不是真的将耶稣当你的房角石呢？
Of course you have to be concerned about those things, but you have to ask yourself, is Jesus really my foundation if you continuously worry?
没错，你是会关心到这些东西，但是你要去问自己的问题，就是是不是将耶稣基督当是你的根基。
Because if you are, obviously he's not. It's your money. It's your family that's your foundation.
如果不是的时候，其实你的根基就是在你的家庭，在你的金钱上面。
And as I've mentioned before, sadly to say, the kitchen table is going to be empty one day.
很可惜的就是说，你餐桌周围的人会离开。
It's inevitable.
是会发生的。
Everything is like quicksand, except Jesus is the rock. That's what your life has to be built on, or else everything will crumble.
所有的东西都好像这些沙一样会流走，是只有耶稣基督才是这个石头，你要在祂的上面去建筑。
And you're not going to have the holy life. You're not going to be effective as an effective change agent unless Jesus is your cornerstone.
如果耶稣基督不是这个房角石的时候呢，你的生命是不会有果效。
And then, you'll be unshakable.
耶稣基督是你的房角石，你才会不致动摇。
Yeah, you're going to have your bad days, you're going to be anxious, but it's not going to consume you. It won't consume you.
甚至乎你遇到一些不开心的日子，一下困难的时候，这些东西都不可以去吞噬你。
So,Of course, the $1,000 question is, or I should say the $1 billion question these days with inflation, you know, how can that be? How can Jesus be the cornerstone?
咁啊，最重要嘅问题就系话耶稣基督点样可以成为你嘅房角石咧？
Well, I have it on slide 6. As I said, mentioned last time, he has to be precious to you. You have to see his beauty, his glory. You have to see it for yourself.
你要自己睇到耶稣基督嘅宝贵，耶稣基督嘅荣耀。
You know, I'm not that creative, so I got to go back to the chocolate illustration. I'm sorry. It's the third time you've probably heard it in 2 weeks.
咁可能係你第三次聽我講到呢個朱古力嘅比喻。
But you know, when you're in the midst of superlative, you're not going to go back to something inferior. You know that.
當你經歷過呢種最好最高級嘅嘢嘅時候咧，你就唔會想翻去嗰啲更加低層次嘅嘢。
I lived in San Francisco. I loved San Francisco. I didn't want to leave. My wife didn't really like San Francisco, so we left. But I didn't like San Francisco. I like San Francisco. I wanted to stay there. It's the home of See's chocolates.
咁我住過三藩市，其實我中意三藩市，唔想離開。咁三藩市係有啲乜嘢咧？就係話 See's 呢個朱古力嘅牌子。
And so you're not going to go back to some inferior chocolate once you have See's chocolates.
咁你食过佢嘅朱古力嘅时候咧，你唔想去食其他渣啲嘅。
Because the inferior chocolate won't get your attention anymore. You don't want it.
因为其他咁加差嘅品牌咧，唔再去吸引你，你唔想要佢哋。
Because when you come into the presence of something great, superlative, then it ruins you in a sense, right?
因为你试过呢啲最好最高级嘅嘢嘅时候咧，其他嘅其实你就好似系好似俾佢去破坏咗一样。
And so when you realize Jesus's preciousness for you, when you know it's such a treasure, such a beauty, right in and of himself, you don't want anything else.
当你知道经历到耶稣基督嘅宝贵，佢咁几咁好嘅时候咧，你就唔会想要其他嘅嘢。
It's not enough for Jesus to be somebody you just believe in. It's not enough for you.
如果耶稣只是你所谓相信的一啲嘅人嘅时候咧，对你嚟讲系唔够嘅。
Is he ravishing to you? Endearing, amazing.
佢系美丽嘅，佢系对你嚟讲系好宝贵。
Then you're actually building on solid rock.
你觉得佢奇妙美丽嘅时候咧，你先至系将佢系当系你嘅房角石。
That's why we're no good. If that isn't so, we are no good. We won't help anyone. We won't help ourselves.
如果不是这样的时候, 我们不能够帮其他人, 我们不能够帮自己。
You know, when you fall in love, that when you're in love, that person is precious, right?
当你去跟另一个人相爱的时候, 那个人对你来说是很宝贵的。
You will do anything for them.
你要为他们做任何的事。
Why? Because you see the preciousness of the person, right?
为什么呢? 因为你觉得他是很宝贵。
You found it. You found it to be precious, right?
你找到他,你觉得他很宝贵。
And so everything else pales, right? And that's your foundation, right?
其他的东西就会变得失色,这个就是你的根基,你在上面去建立。
So the key is on slide 7, it's the phrase, again, we're looking at the how he does he become precious to you, the phrase, the stone the builders rejected is the key.
那耶稣怎样成为,对你来说是变得是宝贵呢? 那个答案就是那句,说他是被人所弃的,被匠人所弃。
That needs some unpacking. Who are the builders?
那这个建筑的人是谁呢?
Well, they were the religious leaders in Jesus' days, the Pharisees.
在耶稣基督的年代,那些就是那些宗教领袖,那些法利赛人。
And when Peter quotes this, he's not just thinking about the fact that the religious leaders rejected Christ and put him on the cross.
彼得去讲到这件经文的时候,他不是只是想到当时那些宗教领袖去拒绝耶稣,将他钉十字架。
Because Peter knows something. What does his name mean? It means rock, right?
彼得知道一些东西,彼得的名是什么意思呢? 就是石头的意思。
But he knows his past wasn't stellar concerning his name, Rock.
他知道这句讲到就是说,讲到他的名,就是这个石头。
I have it on slide 7 in Mark 4, when the big storm came, suddenly, right, upon the disciples in a little fishing boat, Peter is the one who shouted, Lord, don't you care? We're going to drown. Don't you care about us?
当这些门徒在这个船上遇到风暴的时候,彼得第一个就是说,耶稣,我们快要浸死了,难道你不理我们吗?
Wasn't Peter one of the disciples whom Jesus pleaded with in the garden to get somebody to stay awake and to pray for him? He's asleep.
这几个门徒跟耶稣在克西马利园祈祷的时候,耶稣叫他们不要去睡觉,但彼得是睡了觉。
Right, remember? Judas led the temple guards, Roman soldiers, the leading priests and Pharisees to Jesus after the Garden of Gethsemane, right, to turn Jesus in.
记不记得犹大又带着这些兵丁去捉拿耶稣,在克西马园捉拿耶稣的时候?
Jesus' reply in John 18:8 is on slide 8. I told you that I am he, right? I'm the one you're looking for, Jesus said. And since I am the one you want, let these other people go.
耶稣就说,我已经告诉你们,我就是,你们若找我,就让这些人去吧。
Right, once Jesus said that, then Peter drew his sword, right, and cut off the high priest's servant's ear, Malchus, remember?
当耶稣讲完这句话的时候,彼得做什么呢?他拿出他的刀,将大祭司的仆人,斩了他的耳朵下来。
But Jesus tells Peter to put your sword away, right?
耶稣说,叫彼得将这个刀收起来。
Then, as Mark 14:50 tells us on slide 9, then all his disciples deserted him and ran away.
由马太福音14:50记载到就是说,所有的门徒就离开耶稣去走晒。
Yes, Peter was in a distance trying to follow, but still he was one who, in a sense, ran away.
其实彼得都是好像走了一样,虽然他可能是从远处的去跟着他们。
Yet after all of that, all those failures, do you remember John 21, the resurrected Jesus, as he's on the beach, right? He's cooking breakfast on the beach for the disciples who are fishing.
在这些这么多失败的例子之后,约翰福音21章,记不记得耶稣在岸边是为这些打鱼的门徒预备早点,烧着鱼。
And he calls Peter to his side, right? And Peter, he asks Peter three times, Do you love me?
由耶稣同彼得叫彼得嚟去同佢讲话， right? 你系咪爱我咧
？Peter says yes.
彼得话系啊。
And then after three times, Jesus says, "Feed my sheep, lead my sheep."
每一次佢都叫彼得去喂养我嘅羊，去带领我嘅羊。
Do you know what Peter was thinking at that time? He realizes he was such a failure. Such a failure to the Lord.
你知唔知彼得喺嗰陣係諗緊啲乜嘢咧？佢話佢覺得佢自己係一個失敗者，對於耶穌嚟講。
Jesus is making Peter the chief gospel minister.
但耶穌係要彼得係成為一個福音事工嘅領袖。
And Peter must be scratching his head. He's saying, "How can that be? I'm such a failure."
彼得一定去好疑惑，就話我點樣可以做到呢啲嘢咧？我係一個咁失敗嘅人。
Here's the key. Here's the principle. It's in your failures plunged into God's grace that makes you a leader, a servant leader.
個重點就係乜？係乜嘢咧？就係話喺你嘅失敗嘅裏邊，你先至會去捉緊呢個福音，去使到你成為呢個福音嘅領袖。
That's what Jesus is saying. Peter, don't you understand? Nothing makes you a better gospel ministry leader than putting your failures into my grace.
耶稣就系话你要将你嘅失败咧摆喺我恩典里边，你先至能够成为一个福音嘅工人。
And as you'll see on slide 10, the bigger a failure, the more you experience gospel healing.
你系更加失败嘅时候，你更加去经历到呢个福音嘅医治。
And you're more, you'll be able to be a change agent for the Lord.
然后你就更加能够为神去使人改变。
Because you know you've been humbled. You know, despite your failures, Jesus can use you.
因为你更加谦卑落嚟，因为纵使你有失败，但系耶稣基督可以使用你。
And you're going to be able to speak the gospel into someone else's life in word and deed.
又可以藉住你嘅工作，藉住你嘅说话，去向人去宣讲福音。
And you're going to be a better prophet, priest, and king. That's what we've been talking about.
然后你就更加能够成为一个一个王，一个祭司，同埋一个传福音。
Because if you've been with us over the last couple of weeks, that's what we've been saying. Every single believer, according to the scriptures, is called by God to speak, love, and lead people to the gospel.
因为我们每一个人都是被神去呼召，是藉着我们的说话，是去爱人，去引领人去这个福音里面。
So obviously Peter clearly identifies the foundation of his life, Jesus.
很明显彼得就是看到他的根基是耶稣基督。
Because he calls him the living stone.
因为他说他是一个活石。
That's because he's alive from the dead. He's not a piece of marble. He's alive from the grave.
因为他是从死里复活，他不是一块死的石头，而是一个活石。
He has conquered even our greatest foe, death.
他能够去战胜我们最大的敌人，是死亡。
And Christ, the foundation stone, that image is so rich, so great, it fulfills the image of the temple of God.The temple, God's house, he's putting into place. Jesus is the cornerstone.
耶稣就是这个房角石，就代表着神的殿，是在这个建筑上面的根基。
And do you know how remarkable this is? Because in spite of the builders' rejection of him, despite the evil of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the house is being built.
因为纵使人去弃绝呢块石头，纵使法利赛人去钉死佢嘅设计陷害耶稣，但系神嘅殿系继续去建立起嚟。
And Peter knew that because he quotes Psalm 118:22 in 1 Peter 2:7.
彼得亦都知道，因为佢引用诗篇118:22.
Because Peter had been troubled.To hear Jesus cite the scriptures after that parable that Jesus in Matthew 21 on the wicked farmers and tenants.
因为彼得听过耶稣基督讲过很多次，特别是在马太福音21章讲到这个凶恶园户的比喻。
Because if you're familiar with that part of the Gospels, Matthew 21, who is Jesus referring to? He's referring to the religious leaders who were going to kill the Son sent by God.
马太福音21章里面的比喻，这个凶恶的元户是哪一个呢？就是说法利赛人他将神所派来的儿子去杀了。
And I have that on slide 11 and 12, Matthew 21, the latter part. And we don't have time to read the entire 33 to 46 of Matthew 21, but 43, 45 says this in a New Living Translation, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation that will produce the proper fruit. Anyone who stumbles over that stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone it falls on. When the leading priests and Pharisees heard this parable, they realized he, Jesus, was telling the story against them. They were the wicked farmers.
43节，所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。谁掉在这石头上，必要跌碎；这石头掉在谁的身上，就要把谁砸得稀烂。 祭司和法利赛人听见他的比喻，就看出他是指着他们说的。
Peter finally got it. He understood. He has to build on rock. Jesus, his life has to be built on the rock.
彼得最后知道他的生命要建立在耶稣基督上面。
And he proves it. He confronts the very builders, the religious leaders that tried to destroy the Son of God, the temple.
他去面对那些法利赛人，那些宗教的领袖，他们去弃绝耶稣基督。
And Peter proves it. He challenges them with the words of the psalmist. And I have it in slide 13, 14, Acts 4, 11 to 13. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures where it says, the stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus.
不是使徒行传，彼得对这些宗教领袖说话，他是你们像人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头发石头。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
So you and I can do that too.
你和我都可以这样做。
Strive after holiness, and we can open our mouths for the Lord.
我们可以追求圣洁，我们可以张开嘴为神去说话。
Because the image of the cornerstone, again, as it was told to the wicked farmers or the Pharisees and Sadducees, also applies to all who don't believe.
因为这个房角石这个比喻对宗教领袖去讲，同埋对其他唔相信嘅嚟，对佢都系真实。
Because there'll come a day where the cornerstone will crush them. Those who rejected God as the chosen stone, the foundation of their life, will be crushed by the cornerstone.
那些去弃绝神所拣选的这个石头的人，反之会被这块石头去砸烂。
That's why it's important for you and I to be a prophet, priest, and king to the world.
所以对你来讲，对我来讲，都好重要嘅就系话，我哋去成为呢个世界嘅先知、祭司同埋王。
But you have to look at Jesus being rejected on the cross for him to be precious to you.
但系你要望呢个喺十架上边嘅耶稣基督，佢一定要系对你嚟讲系宝贵嘅。
And as you look at Jesus being rejected on the cross, you won't mind other people rejecting you because they will. Because you name the name of Jesus.
因为你睇耶稣基督喺十架上边去被人弃绝嘅时候咧，你再唔会再介意其他人去拒绝你，纵使你系宣称耶稣基督嘅名。
It won't shake you anymore because you know for yourself what's precious.
因为你知道乜嘢对你嚟讲先系最宝贵。
And you're unshakable.
你就不至于动摇。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
We do pray, Lord, that we would humbly submit under it.
我哋祈祷，我哋谦卑嘅伏喺你嘅下边。
That we'd strive after holiness.
我哋竭力追求圣洁。
And open our mouths for you.
为你去同人去说话。
We know if one out of four of us does that here, there'll be a revival.
只要我哋喺呢度有四分一嘅人系咁样做嘅时候咧，我哋就会经历到一个复兴。
So we're anticipating your mighty work amongst us.
主，我哋去仰望你喺我哋嘅当中所行嘅大事。
And for we ask that for the glory of Jesus, we ask that, Amen.
为耶稣基督嘅荣耀，奉耶稣基督嘅名义求，阿门。